Thank you for calling Omex Health. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yes, Rachel, I hope you can. My name is Lori Hunt. My email is Lori Hunt, LoriHunt, 24 at gmail.com. I'm calling in reference to a shipping order, SH172455. And I have a return I need to make. I've done everything you've asked me to do, including filling out the questionnaire on the website, including a photo of the product that I need to return. It took me a long time yesterday to negotiate through your return policy procedures. I did that. I finally, at 4:45 yesterday, received a return request number from Omex with a number called RMA836404. I then got further instructions that says I will receive further instructions once your review of your request. That was at 4:45 yesterday. Today is 10 o'clock. I need to send this package back for my 95-year-old father, and I cannot get anyone to execute a email with this further instructions. I have been buying this product for a couple years for my 95-year-old father-in-law. I made a mistake. I accidentally thought that you were profiling the two roll-ons, but instead it was a roll-on and a cream. Therefore, I need to return all four of them that I purchased. Because of this return policy and your procedures and what you have in place, I will never order again. If you can't fix this for me now, today, and immediately send me an email that tells me what the further instructions are so I can send this package back today, Friday, I will also go further with the Better Business Bureau. I cannot believe a company of your size with a wonderful product cannot service better than what's being handled today.
Okay, Ms. Hunt, so that I can further assist, ma'am, I'm just getting information pulled up. Can you please verify that address for security purposes, please?
2312 Field South Drive, Champaign, Illinois.
Okay, and that zip code, please.
I didn't understand you. That's a what?
Yes, ma'am. Your zip code as well, please. Your five-digit zip code, ma'am.
61822.
Okay, thank you so much. I have gotten an account located that does show, let's see.
I have a request number for return. They gave that to me.
But it
says I will receive further instructions to send it back, mm-hmm. and I still don't have it, and no one seems to know when it will be and how long it will be, and I just have a hard time understanding that, because when I make an order on your site, I immediately get confirmation of it. So I don't understand why your system to return something is so less than acceptable.
I understand, ma'am, that once you go through the online process,
That's your only process, ma'am. I called yesterday for clear instructions. I am a busy career person. I called for a specific reason. I made a mistake. Can you tell me how to return this? The only way you can do it, starting in June or July, I think the gentleman told me, I have to go to this site, and I have to do everything that way. I said, oh, okay. So I did that, and this is just a nightmare. I can't believe that even if it is online, I cannot believe there's no one that can push a button to push an email out to me to tell me what the further instructions are from 4:45 yesterday till 10:15 today, Friday the 16th. How long does it take to receive the further instruction email?
I understand, ma'am, the frustration, but if you would please allow me to follow the protocol with identifying the account itself, it shows it is listed under Lindell Hunt.
That's
and it
correct.
does have your name as well as your address. And it shows that the call is regarding, let's see, it shows the most recent order. It shows the Cryo-Free CBD roll-on and cream duo, which was ordered on December the 6th. And that was the one you said that you made an order, pardon me, made an error with.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Well, once again, I do apologize. We are the call center. We're in Alabama. Certain things are no longer handled directly by the call center anymore. So with returns, there is an online process now that's done by the company. And once you complete that online process, they kind of take it from there. As far as I know, let's see. Let's take a look at something. They don't inform us, of course, when they send you the information. But let me take a look at something. Yeah. Once that started, did you receive a confirmation, you said, from the website?
Yes, it says, here's your confirmation. You submitted a return request, and I have a number.
Mm-hmm.
But then it says you will receive another email with further instructions once you once we review your request.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, if you need help, contact OMAX Health Customer
mm-hmm.
Support. Well, I'm getting ready to leave for UdHealth.
Mm-hmm.
This has been almost 24 hours I've been starting. I started on this yesterday at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And to take someone's time to get something done like this, it's unacceptable. You cannot send something out to Abyss and fill out a form and just hope for the best and not have a specified time where you're going to hear something. Because in all the material I filled out, that was all the questionnaire on why I'm returning something, there's fine print in there that says if you don't do something by a such and such date, then we're going to deduct a restocking fee. So if there's nothing else that you can do, I respect that. So what I am going to do is I will put this back in my office until I receive this email, since you apparently can't do anything with that. And I will dispute the charge on my credit card, and then hopefully the instructions will come, and then I will proceed with what I do with Better Business Bureau, because it's not fair for you all at the call center, Crystal, Secret, yourself, Rachel, to have to deal with people like myself because they have pitiful procedures and process to help people. That's wrong. Now, that's all I'm going to say, because there's nothing else you can do to help me, and there's no need for me to make your day more miserable, which I can't imagine what it will be like to have to work in customer service that has such a pitiful procedure in place to help people that have the wrong product, or maybe they've had an allergic reaction. I've been buying from this company for so long, I cannot believe how pitiful this is. But do I understand that there's nothing else you can do to help me?
No, ma'am. I'm endeavoring to assist, and this is not the norm. The holiday season, there are quite a few orders, I'm sure, that they have to handle. And with the department, maybe in the extra load, maybe that's it. But with the return policy, it's 30 days. So you wouldn't have a chance at being charged a restocking fee. But what I'm doing is getting you...
Well, at this rate, it's very possible, because I'm not going to be here for 8 days. So at this rate, I could absolutely exhaust a 30-day period. Absolutely. And companies cannot use holidays and COVID anymore as the backfall. People need to be prepared to handle what they sell. It's just that simple. And this is just really, really poor delivery of that service. But if there's nothing else we can do, there's no need for me to stay on the line and waste any more time. I'll just have to wait for instructions, because I don't know where I can send the package to.
You don't have to worry, ma'am, about returning the package. There is a 30-day return policy for orders. Today's the 16th. December 6th is when the order was placed. So through January the 6th, the order would have been fine for return without a restocking fee. But what I've done is I've refunded the $179.08. If there is someone that you can provide that product to as a gift, You're welcome to pass it on as a gift. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, you will see that reflected back to the card that was used for payment. And whenever that information it comes to you, if you would like to return it, if it's been unopened, then you can. That's the only way that it can be returned, is that it would have to be an unopened package.
Okay, that's fine. So in 3 days, I should see that credit on my father-in-law's credit card.
3 to 5 business days, which means
okay,
starting Monday.
So today
yes,
doesn't
ma'am.
Count. Correct. Understood.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I will look for that credit, and I appreciate you doing that. What was that dollar amount? $179-something, is that right?
$179.08 for 4 bottles of that
yes.
CBD roll-on cream duo pack.
That's correct. Okay. Well, I will look for that. And if I ever get instructions to send it back, I will certainly do so. In the meantime, he can use the roll-on. He cannot use the cream.
Okay.
So we can try to gift that possibly. But my goal will be to return the product. I'm not here trying to look for any handout. Like I said, I've been purchasing your product for him for years. And ideally, I wish he was on a recurring, but he's 95, and I can't
okay.
get him to do that. He wants to order it when he runs out. That's just the way it is.
Okay.
This was my error because I didn't read the fine print close enough. I thought it was 2 for that, so I thought this is good. He's really starting to experience more pain. This seems to be something that helps him. But quite honestly, I've been so exasperated the last 2 days trying to deal with this. I went to CVS and just bought others and use what they have, even though it's not as good as yours. This is an unbelievable process where I have no one to blame but myself because I'm the one that made the mistake. But you remedying this today, Rachel, going above and beyond and doing the credit, that's the right thing to do, and I truly appreciate that. And again, just like I told Crystal in secret, I apologize that you had to take my phone call today. I know how hard it is to work day in and day out with families and holidays and such, so I appreciate your professionalism in giving the credit to my father-in-law. I appreciate it truly.
Oh, well, you're most welcome, ma'am. Hopefully you won't, you'll consider reordering from Omax Health. Like I said, this is not the norm, but we're glad we were able to get you refunded there. Is there anything else that I can do to assist?
No, that's it. And I truly appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend with your family, and thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, well, you do the same. Thank you for calling
okay.
Omax Health.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye.